The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a law that's very countercultural in the Bible, and it says that God uses small people with little things, with great hearts, to work miracles. God uses small people with just little things, but with great hearts, to work great miracles. Examples: Jesus was preaching to thousands of people, and they didn't have any food. So this little boy came with 5 loaves and 2 fish, not that much, and he gave that to Jesus, and Jesus multiplied it so that thousands and thousands of people could eat because of the generosity of that little boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Another example: in the time of the prophet Elijah, people were dying of hunger. So he had to pass through this town, and there was a widow that had a son, and she had a little jar of oil as well as a handful of flour. He said, "Make me a cake." She said, "I was just going to make myself a little cake for my son. We were going to eat, then we were going to die." The prophet said, "Well, give me a little piece of cake anyway." So she prepared the cake with her flour and oil, and they were able to eat for years until the drought finally ended. God uses little people with little things, but with great hearts, to work miracles. Gospel today, we have this widow. Now, back in the time of Jesus, they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have Obamacare. They didn't have wealth the way we have it today. The most abandoned people in the society were orphans and widows. So they were totally at the mercy of the mercy of others. And there was no mercy of others, they were going to die. So the widow was seen as, with the orphan, as the most vulnerable person in human society. So if you don't understand that, you're not going to understand the gospel today. Widows were totally at the mercy of people helping them out. So here you have, in the temple of Jerusalem, you have to try to picture it, at the entrance of the temple in Jerusalem, you had a collection box. And it was called the trumpet. And those who would throw money into that collection box, depending on the quantity, there would be a noise. So if you threw in a lot of money, there would be boom! And everyone would be turning around and seeing the person walking. Yes, no? In other words, it was basically persons would throw money in there to be seen and to be praised and receive accolades, no? So this little widow comes in and throws in what was would be worth about a penny or 2 pennies. You can't even buy a piece of bubble gum for that today, can you? No? And she throws in those two cents. And Jesus is sitting near that collection box. He's watching all the people throw their huge sums of money in. This widow comes in, hobbling in and throwing it in her 2 cents. Jesus said she gave more than all the rest. Economically, no, because 2 cents is worth barely anything, but she was giving from the very abundance of her heart. So, the message is very clear. God uses little people with little things, but with great hearts to work miracles. Who is one of the best examples? Mother Teresa of Calcutta. I had the privilege of meeting her more than once, no? Mother Teresa. Was she a Shaq O'Neal? Was she kind of a big person, huh? Was she a Goliath? Was she a giant? No? Very small, right? Probably only about 4'10". Definitely not 5 feet, no? 4'10", maybe 4'11", on a good day, maybe. No? Small person, right? And what happened when she decided to become a missionary of charity there in Calcutta? She just went out with a sari. No money, no home, no bank account, no support, nothing. And this was not Los Angeles or New York or Orlando, one of those cities where you have a lot of Catholics. You had Buddhists and Hindus and very, very few Catholics. And if you saw the movie of Mother Teresa with Olivia Hussey, maybe you saw the classic, there was a lot of hatred against Catholics. So she is throwing herself into a situation that would have been literally impossible. And what happened? Never has there been an explosion in vocation since St. Francis of Assisi because of this little woman, this chaparito, this little woman, had very little offering, basically nothing to offer, but great trust in God, and God worked miracles in her. Amen? In a short time, I'm going to take a little piece of bread, and I'm going to take a little bit of wine, and I'm going to say a few words. What's going to happen? You're going to witness the greatest miracle in the world. That little piece of bread, little bit of wine, is going to be turned into the body and blood of Christ. God uses little things with little people, but with great hearts to work miracles. Amen? Amen. So probably tomorrow none of us are going to come out in the front page of the LA Times or the New York Times or even the Hawaiian Garden Herald, huh? Probably not. But God can take little people like us with great hearts to work great miracles. Amen? Amen. Now I'd like to say a word on a saint that I don't think any of you ever heard of that we celebrate today. It's an optional memorial, and it's Saint Catherine, not of Siena, but, Saint Catherine of Alexandria. Very interesting, from Egypt. You know what happened? The Blessed Mother appeared to her and she was converted to become a Catholic. And she became one of the most intelligent women in the world. She became a great theologian. And she gave a talk to 50 philosophers, pagan philosophers, and they were converted by one of her talks. And 100 soldiers. So the king of Egypt got very angry and decided that they were going to do away with her. So they made a spike wheel with spikes on it. They're going to put her in that wheel and torture her. When they're about to put her in that spike wheel, it broke. And then they decapitated her. So she's a virgin martyr. An incredible story. She was converted through Mary. Mary appeared to her. And she had a keen intellect. She would have been the Thomas Aquinas of Egypt, converting 50 pagan philosophers with one catechetical talk. How about that? So let's turn to Catherine of Alexandria, who's a patron saint of Catherine of Siena, of course. and appeared to Saint Joan of Arc to encourage Joan of Arc to win the battle against the English, that we would know our faith, love our faith, and be willing to die for our faith. Amen.